kau mengambil alih dunia. Ada masanya kita mencuri ruang dan waktu.
The Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education and the Ministry of Forestry are collaborating to enhance the environmental literacy and forest conservation leadership of students. The cooperation was marked by the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding in Jakarta on Tuesday. The Ministry of Agriculture and the Poverty Alleviation Acceleration Agency are collaborating to leverage the agricultural sector for community empowerment in rural areas, aiming to reduce poverty and improve farmers' welfare. The collaboration was formalized through the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding in Jakarta on Tuesday. And that was the news.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cau, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purusa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Tersisa di sunyi malam, lamunan memanjang setelah letih kehidupan. Ku coba pejamkan mata, tetap ku terjaga melewati hampa. Seketika kepala ku berputar seperti mesin waktu. Mencoba mengerti masa lalu. Overthinking, apa ku tak let go. Pikiran ku spin-spin, cepat like turbo. Mau tanya kenapa aku di slow-mo. Sorry if I'm in my lane, aku tidak FOMO. Tak mengerti, nampak pikiran ku upset. lang di ka magkasambang kayo no set kulawan ni maji dalam bari ini terbawa arus udah macam tsunami
berhentilah berbicara berhenti memikirkan semua kau dan
Aku ada lain, jangan sore kami, no hit on my line. Kalau mereka tak suka, itu big crime. Kalau mereka obsessed, itu bad sign. Lihat aku di sini, aku on the screen. Aku call dari rumah sini, kapan kemari. Personality, better than reality. And if you hate me, love me, I don't give a fuck, I mean.
Noah X Remen Girl, suara dalam kepala, or voice inside the head. Well, my listener, make sure you do not keep your voices, keep your feelings. Let's express it. Let's tell what you want to say, and you can also, including you can also share what you want to share to improve our programs, the programs of Voice of Indonesia, by sending us email to voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official. Yes, it's voi_official. Or to our WhatsApp, +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130. With me, Rahma, today's actually this afternoon's companion. The afternoon session of Indonesia today on October 15, 2025, going to be here to present various updates, information and music from Indonesia. So do stay tuned on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI.
Jika kau ragu-ragu titik merona setiap kau jawab aku satu-satunya sayang hanya kamu seorang bukan kan aku
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Badai, an Indonesian noted musician, Doadi Badai Holo, or known as a former keyboardist of the popular Kris Patih band. It was Badai who often created hit songs which are still known to music lovers in Indonesia. Badai wants his songs to be rejuvenated by every generation. Therefore, he collaborated with an actor, Randy Pangalila, and released the album Badai and Randy Pangalila, The Greatest Hits Volume 1 on January 19, 2024. The songs on this album include hits that have been sung by Kris Patih, such as the song Tapi Bukan Aku, which means But It Wasn't Me. Through the latest arrangement, this song feels more mature. Well, listener, let's enjoy a song by Badai X Randy with Tapi Bukan Aku. Happy listening.
Jangan lagi kau sesali keputusanku. Tak ingin kau semakin kau terluka. Tak ingin ku paksakan cinta ini. Meski tiada sanggup untuk kau terima. Paling berdosa tiada hati rasa demi keinginan semu. Lebih baik jangan mencinta aku dan semua hatiku, karena takkan pernah engkau temui cinta sejati. Berakhirlah sudah semua kisah ini dan jangan kau tangisi lagi. Sekalipun aku takkan pernah mencoba kembali padamu. Sejuta kata maaf terasa kan percuma. Sebab rasa ku telah mati untuk menyadarinya.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Only from old stories, Nyangku is washing creases and swords, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syedina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Nora.
Comment about Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Panjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. When a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 235 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Pond has been used as a natural conservation area. Panjalu is an area that according to the saga was the embryo of Tatar Sunda Kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Boros Nora and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda Kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. The prosperity and welfare in the 6th century BC, Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Boros Nora, the ruler of Panjalu Kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dede.
Beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri, kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe Karahayuan, work for glory. Yes, for Karahayuan, for glory, for keselamatan, for welfare, for peace and prosperity of his people, and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Boros Nora. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dams. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in the cultural heritage list.
Panjalu's economy, which is dominated by agriculture, currently does not bring good impact for local farmers, although there is Situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
To strengthen the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, the government must not only set up a cooperative, but must also oversee its existence, as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya, mereka bantuannya, programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Abah Dede also has a dream. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural product or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Ya. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Kenapa kamu membuat sangkar burung? Saya disuruh.
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? With checks. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well, and people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
Karena itu kebijaksanaan itu jelas. Maaf kalau saya membandingkan itu ya.
However, out of necessity, the indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained, especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue fund. Following is the village head of Panjalu.
Kemarin juga waktu ada calon-calon bupati.
When there was a potential candidate for region, for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang itu daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang, udah aja wisatawan datang mah sararewe di lemur kira gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki misalnya WC.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is, if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I am very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you please. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and what is it? Karaoke and so on?
Itu tidak terkontrol. Kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, apa gitu dan sebagainya kan seperti itu.
As part of autonomous region of Ciamis district, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue producing potentials, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis district, as stated by Ciamis head of culture and tourism office Agus Yani.
Setelahnya Pangandaran lepas,
after Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism such as Karang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong, and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
Meanwhile, related the regional development plan by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements, such as told by Panjalu Village Head Haris.
Saya kan diundang sama disebut Pak.
As Panjalu Village Head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal, do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Ya, dai desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya dan sebagainya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority, so please do understand if you want any income, you must give great authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
After the loss of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Harmansah.
Panjalu juga demikian karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarah unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
It seems Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangpu ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulid in Situlengkong, or adapting the meaning of development without filtering, which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Panjalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been hidden will be famous outside of Ciamis area and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Panjalu people. However, until when they will be able to maintain their customs and tradition, God only knows.
From Indonesia to the setia, hati tak menentu. Ku sadari diri ini telah punya kekasih, namun tak ku ingkari, ku rindu padanya. Ku akui, ku jatuh cinta lagi.
Hasrat Cinta or Passion of Love, a hit single that was actually popular in 1994 exactly, and it's popularized by Indonesian noted male singer Yana Julio. And in 2010, Lala Carmela released this song again with another beautiful version. And I hope you are still that passionate about enjoying our program Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Because now we have information from Indonesian Deputy Minister of Creative Economy, Iren Umar, who is exploring a strategic collaboration with the Korea Creative Content Agency, which plans to hold the K-Life and K-Life concert early next year. This initiative is expected to stimulate business matching between Indonesian and Korean creative industry players, particularly in the music subsector. And the agency itself is a South Korean government organization under the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism, dedicated to promoting and developing the country's creative industries. And Korea Creative Content Agency in Indonesia was established in October 2016, focusing on the development of content based on music, games, comics, animation and IP characters, fashion and application. Deputy Minister Iren expressed hopes that collaboration with the agency will unlock new opportunities and strengthen the creative industry ecosystem. She noted that music in Indonesia is one of the 7 priority creative economy subsectors with significant potential, as concerts can generate sustainable economic value beyond just ticket sales. And when it comes to collaboration between Indonesia and South Korea in terms of music. Back in early 2010, when music, K-pop from South Korea started mushrooming here in Indonesia, there is a boy band called Lima Romeo who released a song from early 2000s actually. Then they popularized again, but with a different version, because they included lyrics in Korean language. So why don't we enjoy this song, Semenjak Ada Dirimu, or Since You've Been There by Lima Romeo. Enjoy.
Ku duga semuanya berubah saat kau memandangku, bergetar hati ini. Kau berikan harapan tentang warna-warni hariku. Terasa indahnya
semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya.
Muda isi
indahnya semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya.
Indonesia has various types of traditional drinks to warm up the body. For example, on the island of Java, there are bandrek and wedang ronde drinks. This drink made from ginger is also known in Maluku, but the people there know it as air guraka or air goraka. Air guraka is made from red ginger, coconut sugar, and walnuts. Initially, the red ginger is cleaned and then cut into pieces. The ginger is then boiled with coconut sugar, pandan leaves, and a little cinnamon. Once cooked, the ginger water is poured into a glass, then sprinkled with chopped walnuts. When you drink it, the hot and warm taste of the ginger is felt in your throat. This warm taste mixes with the sweet taste of coconut sugar. To make it more delicious, air guraka is also added with milk. The addition of milk makes the ginger texture smooth and soft. Air guraka is the favorite drink for the people of Maluku, especially North Halmahera, when relaxing in the afternoon. While drinking guraka, it is accompanied with fried bananas. The typical fried bananas of North Halmahera use a type of duck mouth banana. The shape is long, curved, and slender, not as wide as a banana in general, because the banana is called the duck's mouth banana or mulu bebek. The guraka water has its own benefits. Apart from being able to warm the body, this traditional drink is also believed to melt fat, relieve sore throats, and to have the effect of strengthening immunity. This traditional drink is easy to find in various regions in Maluku. Most of the sellers sell this drink at night, because the benefits are felt when enjoyed at night. The price is relatively cheap. The guraka water is sold from 6,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah per glass, while the duck's mouth banana is sold for 10,000 rupiah per plate.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Paik Akori. The song Paik Akori was composed by Arnold Clemens. This Biak language song tells the story of a nomad who misses his hometown. He leaves his hometown to pursue his dreams. He is determined to use his knowledge to develop his hometown, which has beautiful nature. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from Papua entitled Paik Akori by A User Group. Happy listening!
Barikna paik aturi paik veyunya suar muraro Ras veyunya besonaya mangsu prikna dairo Yarir ya buru bube saena saraya ena yendi sarena Resup amberi mure mambare nam bawa bi Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoru ya Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Saya kabir, rasoya kabir, rebu besposin sapo paena Yomaya ke, yanap ya mundo mo paena Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya, besoru ya Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Insaya kabe rasoya kabe nubes fossem sa propaena. Yo maya que ya na ya mundo no vaena. Barik na paik atori, paik beyunya swar muraro. Pras beyunya besonanya mamsu prikadairo. Yari dia buru bubes aina, saraya aina yendi sarena. Besup amberi mure mambare nampawami. Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoruya. Insaya sari yamis kabare sondui kabare. Saya kabir, rasu ya kabir, ribu besposin satu paena. Yoma ya kir, ya nap ya mundur mo baena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya, besoru ya. Saya sari amis kabare sonuin kabare. Saya kabir aso ya kabir bebu besposin sato paena.